Possibly. I mean, we're disappointed we didn't win the game. I thought they edged the first half. They caused us one or two problems. We didn't solve them. We got in at half-time. We told them how we thought they should solve the problems, and they did. Second half, don't really remember them having much sort of clear-cut chances or many attempts on goal. And, you know, we carried a good threat. You know, Bees missed a chance. I think we've had a couple of others that, you know, one that was blocked that was going in. And you know, we felt sort of that we could have gone on and won the game at that point. But it's a good point. It's a hard-working point. You know, it was a resilient point after last week. We didn't want to be sloppy at the back. And I think all round everyone should be pleased with the way we've played.
I guess one of the problems you had in the first half, Marquis and Harrison were causing you quite a few problems. I guess that's one of the things you fixed at half-time. How did you go about that?
Well, they were playing 3-4-3. So sometimes it's not necessarily just the personnel. It's the fact that it's things you're not used to so much. You know, and if you play with a two up front, they flick one onto one and you're used to that. But they played 3-4-3. So when Harrison was knocking them down, obviously, naturally, players have got to cover behind the defender going up for the header. And therefore, if he knocks them down, they drop to their players. And that was the bit that was causing us problems. So what we did second half, we sat Sammy a little bit deeper, let Byron fight Sammy for the headers. And we had extra bodies around. And after that, it didn't become so much of an issue.
The goal you conceded right at the start of the game, what happened there? James Shea seemed to have it at one point.
Yeah, again, you know, just said I don't think it was Shays' fault. I think it was sloppy from the initial throw-in. I think we got beat too easy down the flank. Cross has come in. I think Shays did something he does brilliantly. He's read the cross. If he doesn't dive out at the guy's feet, the guy taps it in. So it would have been a goal anyway. He's dived out the feet, really brave. Guy's got something on it. It's ricocheted under Shays' body and sort of squirmed. And by that time, Shays didn't know where it was. And the guy's come and poached it in. It's definitely not the goalkeeper's fault. And, you know, afterwards, when they had a couple of moments, he come out off his line, made two fantastic stops. You know, they're moments where if you get it wrong, they're penalties and you lose your goalie. Made two fantastic stops. I think he's an outstanding young goalkeeper who will end up eventually playing leagues above.
And you levelled up just before the break.
Yep. You know, we there's a few set pieces we work on, different ones, and you know, we caused a couple of problems with them. And you know, Adam Barrett stayed alive, and you know, it's that second phase, and he's, you know, we've conceded one or two from set pieces, so it's nice to score one, and that gives you a little bit of momentum just before half time. And again, second half, I thought they didn't have as much threat, and I thought one team that looked like they were going to make something happen, it was us. I thought the big man up top was brilliant again. You know, their guys just come walking past me going out for a warm down. I said, I hate playing against him. And I said, literally every centre-back pairing we've played against, they had three of them there. And I can't remember one of them doing handling him. And the run, it's all his own doing. The run, he's beating himself up in there. He feels he should have won the game for us. But the run that he's made to get through and have his chance was phenomenal.